I'm the one who's honored and who's been so blessed to be able to play with the guys that I've played with here over the last 8 years, and you know, my 5 years in San Diego. I've been around some great people, some great coaches, great players. You know, Streif and I have been together here 8 years now, you know, along with Marcus Colston and Jari Evans and Lance Moore and, you know, a few others. And it's special to be able to share these types of moments with those guys, just because we've all been through so much. You know, we've been through some really, really great times. We've, you know, shared the joy of a world championship. You know, we've been through tough times together. You know, injuries, losses, whatever it might be, and here we are, you know, attempting to make another run at it, 10-3, coming off a great team win, obviously some records and some other things that, you know, are milestones that are involved along the way that you get to share in, but just glad to be on the journey with this group of guys.
You were talking about how important it was, I guess, to bounce back quickly, and also, you know, the milestone, a drift, 5 guys, 50,000 yards,
it was important to bounce back, you know, obviously because, you know, that was a tough loss at Seattle. We were on a short week, and we got back late Tuesday, you know, so we had to modify our week pretty drastically, you know, just in order to get ourselves physically and mentally prepared to play this game and play extremely well. Carolina was as hot a team as there was in the NFL, you know, had won 8 in a row, was playing great on all sides of the ball. And we knew the challenge that was ahead of us. You know, we got flexed to Sunday night, so prime time, you know, everybody's going to be watching. We knew it was at stake, divisional opponent, you know, the division championship, you know, kind of riding there in the balance. I mean, obviously we've got, you know, 3 more weeks, and we see these guys in 2 weeks at their place. But we wanted to bounce back in a big way with a big win, and we were able to do that tonight.
Talk about, I know there's a lot of discussion about the importance of this game, but in stuff like this, you need to be the 2. Or the 5 or the 6, like really quickly, if it doesn't go
well. Yeah, no, we understand that. You know, a couple of years ago, in 2010, we were, you know, 11-5 and found ourselves the 5 seed going and playing at 7-9 Seattle, you know, because, you know, Atlanta had secured the 1 seed at 13-3 and won the division. So that's why it's important to win the division. It's important to be able to secure a first round bye if you can. Certainly that's, you know, on our list of goals, but you know, if we just think division championship, it will accomplish a lot of that.
Drew, Sean said the plan was to kind of throw early. Did you see something in their formation that said Marcus was going to be there for you?
You know, we really never know whose day it's going to be. You know, Marcus came up with some huge plays, some huge catches, as did Jimmy, as did Lance and others. You know, I think it wasn't until we just started dialing it up that it just happened to be that Marcus was, you know, able to find those creases in the zones and get open in man and just do different things to, you know, get the ball thrown his way.
Drew, we were just talking to Coach about Marcus and over 8,000 yards, first thing to do that, yet he's never been to a Pro Bowl. He doesn't get mentioned perhaps as a, quote, elite receiver. Can you just talk about, is he one of the more undersung, you know, players in this league?
He absolutely is one of the most underrated players in this league, has been for his entire career here. I mean, you know, let's go back to his first 2 years in the NFL, you know, as a seventh-round draft pick. I think he had more catches, maybe more yards, definitely more catches than any player in the history of the NFL in the first 2 seasons. And he really hasn't stopped since then. I mean, so durable, so reliable, such a big-time playmaker. If you match his numbers up against anybody, I don't think that, you know, I think his consistency ranks up there with just about everybody, any name that you'd want to throw out. So certainly I appreciate him very, very much. I'm grateful for the opportunity to be able to throw to him, play with him, have him as a teammate.
Coach talked about the offensive line. I guess how good were the protection for you?
Those guys played great. They were phenomenal. Against a very good pass rush team. You know, a team coming in here tonight that was tops in the league in a ton of categories, you know, a lot of them based on, you know, their pass rush, you know, sacks, you know, turnovers, you know, just all the things that a formidable pass rush can kind of create, you know, great in third down percentage, great in red zone percentage. I mean, it was, what, number one defense in the league, so... you know, we knew the challenge that we had ahead of us. The guys up front knew the challenge they had, and they certainly rose to the occasion.
Drew, does the
the milestone mean much to you right now, or are you going to have to kind of wait to celebrate after?
No. The milestone is great. You know, we can, you know, we high-fived and we hugged each other in there a little bit, but that's kind of the extent of it. You know, it's on to St. Louis this week on the road. You know, we've got to be able to go on the road and win a big game. It's been a little while since we did that, so the challenges only get greater, and we'll reflect on all this stuff after the season.
On the three consecutive touchdown drives in the second quarter,
yeah.
Watching it seemed like each one was a little easier than the one before, like Carolina's defense was almost shell-shocked. Is that how it felt on the field?
No, I mean, I felt like we had a great rhythm going. I felt like we were able to make some big plays. Obviously, the last of those was a two-minute drive, so we're heavily, you know, just kind of, you know, throwing the ball. But, you know, it felt very much in rhythm. It felt very balanced. We had to convert some big third downs, you know, during that stretch. We were very good on third down, you know, for the day, almost 60%, which is certainly winning football. We're extremely hard to beat anywhere if we don't turn the ball over, but certainly at home. I mean, that's winning caliber football. And then if you combine that with, you know, the ability to be balanced and score points offensively in a defense that's as stingy as ours, then that's championship football.
Drew, there's a throw, I think it was right before the first touchdown for Lance. Mike Mitchell went up over him, batted
yep.
down.
And yep.
Mitchell ran about 20 yards toward you, wagging his finger. How conscious are you of that when that happened?
Oh, I had no idea. I mean, I'm not. I'm thinking about the next play, the next opportunity. We ran the play again and scored a touchdown, though.
Drew, how difficult was it to prepare coming off the West Coast trip and the flight situation and strange routine this week? How hard was that?
It's difficult, but you got to be a pro. Nobody wants to hear about your travel woes or your excuses or why you should be tired or why you're not going to play well. Don't give yourself any excuses. Just find a way to get yourself mentally and physically prepared, ready to go, and play your best game. That's what we did.
Drew, Rivera said after the game that you know, you guys, you're going to have to face a different playing surface in a couple of weeks. You're not going to have the crowd. But what do you guys need to do in 2 weeks that you did tonight to be successful when you play Carolina in a couple of weeks?
We're going to need to take care of the football. We're going to need to be very efficient, you know, in all phases, balanced. We're going to need to obviously match their intensity. You know, we know they're a very good team at home. They're going to be ready for us based upon tonight, obviously. I'm sure there's going to be, there'll be a lot at stake. Both teams continue to win. And so we know that's going to be a difficult task.
You've had one more question. You've had two huge games this week, and you obviously have that game in Carolina.
Well, I know this. Well, first of all, St. Louis, I know the games that I've seen St. Louis play this year, and I think they've played extremely well. They're a very tough team in that dome, too. The times that we've had to travel there, 09 and 11. 09, we barely squeaked out of there with a win, and they were a winless team at the time. And 11, they beat the brakes off us, and we were a 13-3 team that year. So we understand the challenge of going there. We know the way they probably view us going there is that, you know, we've had difficulty, you know, playing well there. So we're going to need our best week of preparation and our best performance on Sunday to get the win there. But that's what we have to do, and we want to keep this thing rolling.